I can show you a little bit. But first, I need you to understand something. The haka is not just a war dance or a sports ritual. It's a taonga, a cultural treasure. It tells a story, expresses mana. It's like personal power and pride, and connects to the history of Aotearoa. He stands up, moving to a clear patch of grass. The one I learned for school rugby was kamate, probably the most famous one. Each movement has meaning. The slapping of hands on thighs to show strength, the wide eyes to show life, the outstretched tongue to show defiance. Quietly, with respect, he demonstrates a few of the basic movements and calls, explaining each one's purpose. It is not a full performance. I understand that would have been inappropriate in this setting, but rather an educational demonstration. That was kamate, the haka the All Blacks have used since the early 1900s. The words are hundreds of years old, originally by Te Rau Paraha, a chief of the Ngati Toiwi. It was a chant of survival.
I didn't realize, I trail off, that it would be that powerful.
It's not just shouting, Jack says. It's telling a story. It's a declaration. It says, I know who I am. I know where I come from. I'm not afraid of you.